This is Today, a daily devotional to refresh, refocus, renew.
This is Today for Friday, August 20. I was afraid. Our reading comes from Genesis chapter 3. Now the serpent was more crafty than any of the wild animals the Lord God had made. He said to the woman, "Did God really say, 'You must not eat from any tree in the garden?'" The woman said to the serpent, "We may eat fruit from the trees in the garden. But God did say, 'You must not eat fruit from the tree that is in the middle of the garden, and you must not touch it, or you will die.'" "You will not certainly die," the serpent said to the woman. "For God knows that when you eat from it, your eyes will be opened, and you will be like God, knowing good and evil." When the woman saw that the fruit of the tree was good for food and pleasing to the eye, and also desirable for gaining wisdom, she took some and ate it. She also gave some to her husband, who was with her, and he ate it. Then the eyes of both of them were opened, and they realized they were naked. So they sewed fig leaves together and made coverings for themselves. Then the man and his wife heard the sound of the Lord God as he was walking in the garden in the cool of the day, and they hid from the Lord God among the trees of the garden. But the Lord God called to the man, "Where are you?" He answered, "I heard you in the garden, and I was afraid because I was naked, so I hid." And he said, "Who told you that you were naked? Have you eaten from the tree that I commanded you not to eat from?" The man said, "The woman you put here with me, she gave me some fruit from the tree, and I ate it." Then the Lord God said to the woman, "What is this you have done?" The woman said, "The serpent deceived me, and I ate." Picture the scenario. A child does something that they know they aren't supposed to do. Maybe they broke something they weren't supposed to play with. They knew they were going to be in trouble when a parent found out, so they hid in a closet, or in the backyard, or maybe even in a tree fort, hoping to escape the consequences of their actions. Adam and Eve sinned against God. They knew that He had told them not to eat from one of the trees in the garden. But they gave in to temptation and ate the fruit of that tree anyway. Like children afraid of a parent, Adam and Eve hid from God, hoping to escape the consequences of their actions. Adam and Eve were afraid of what God might say or do to them because of their disobedience. While there certainly were consequences for their sin, consequences that we still experience today, there was also forgiveness and grace. God continued to care for them. He didn't just leave them to themselves. In fact, from the moment of their sin, God began to shape history toward reconciling Adam and Eve and all of their children to Himself. While God hates sin, He loves us and has gone to extraordinary lengths to bring us back to Him. Forgiveness and grace are God's gifts to His people every day. Pray with me. Gracious God, we sin against You all too often. But Your grace and mercy abound in our lives, so we don't need to be afraid. And for that, we give thanks. Amen.
This is Today. Get our free daily devotional on the go. Get it delivered to your email inbox each morning or download our app to your mobile device. Sign up at todaydevotional.com.